I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes before 7 o'clock and time for our Monday morning wake-up call when a guest tells us about something that we may not have heard about but really should know about. And today the wake-up call is on a summer hazard that we can encounter in our lakes, and it's been discovered for the first time this year on parts of Dane County's Lake Mendota. It's toxic blue-green algae. Our guest for the Monday morning wake-up call today is Krista Sorsa, Lab Program Manager for the Department of Health in Madison and Dane County. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks a lot for being with us. So first of all, what is toxic, or I should say, what is blue-green algae?
Blue-green algae actually are bacteria. They just have the pigments that they are able to photosynthesize, so they are colored, and rather than, you know, what we normally consider bacteria that don't really have that green or blue-green color.
And for the most part, it is a bluish-green color.
Yes, it can. The color can vary widely: green, blue-green, even brown or purplish. Depending on a little bit what the composition of the bloom is.
Yeah. So when I say toxic blue-green algae, is that accurate? Is it toxic?
They are not always toxic, and the toxicity is not really very well understood. In that it can vary by even from the same species or taxa of blue-green algae, some of the triggers can be environmental triggers, some of them can be genetic, so they are not always toxic. When they are in small amounts, they are not a concern. Mm-hmm. But when they become massive blooms, then we have to start worrying about it.
Yeah, so what are the concerns if there are massive blooms?
The blooms can produce toxins that can be quite potent. They have skin toxins, neurotoxins, and liver toxins, which can cause various types of illnesses. People can observe rashes, blistering, sore throat, eye irritation, some kind of asthmatic symptoms, even GI problems, headaches, that kind of thing, depending on what toxins are present. Mm-hmm. Often the toxins can have, or the bloom can contain many different kinds of toxins.
And it can cause all sorts of problems with humans, as you just described. And I've read that it can actually kill pets. Dogs have died if they have ingested this.
Yeah, pretty much every year we hear of a few dogs dying, especially the neurotoxins. They really affect very rapidly, and the dogs can die within probably minutes or hours.
Yeah. What causes the blue-green algae blooms?
They are really fueled by high concentrations of nutrients, and then they are further controlled by lake temperature, some of the hydrodynamics, the movement of the water with wind-driven currents. There's some impact from the population dynamics of invertebrates, whether they eat them or not. So it's a pretty complex interaction of many okay. constituents.
But when you say nutrients, that's often
phosphorus,
is that the, phosphorus, yeah,
phosphorus and nitrogen. Some of the blue green algae actually can fix the nitrogen from the air.
Mm-hmm. And with the weather, for instance, this week, at least in southern Wisconsin. Well, I think actually most of Wisconsin, it's going to get pretty darn warm. It's going to be in the 80s, maybe even high 80s. Does the hot weather make the blue-green algae issue worse?
It could, but then again, they need the nutrients to grow and proliferate to these massive blooms, and so we can't really predict if that happens. We had some blooms about a week ago, and they were quite significant. And I believe there were illnesses associated with this, that the symptoms were consistent with the bloom.
Mm-hmm.
But we can't really say if the warmer weather will bring more blooms.
So, yeah, there was some blue-green algae found on parts of Lake Mendota for the first time this year, sometime last week.
Yeah.
What should we do if we see blue-green algae?
We should watch for the signs, the discoloration of the water, some scums, mats, streaks of blue-green. Oftentimes the scums form on the surface because some of these organisms are buoyant, so they float on the surface, and really avoid those areas. They are not everywhere. Often the wind-driven currents bring them to the shoreline. So the shoreline areas can have a lot higher levels of blue-green algae as well as the toxins, if they are there, than the open water.
And in our final minute, if we swim in a body of water and maybe we didn't see blue-green algae, but it was there. Can you briefly, what are the symptoms of exposure to blue-green algae, and what should we do?
Well, like I said, there's some skin impacts like rashes, blisters, sore throat. Eyes can have problems. There could be some asthmatic-like symptoms, even from people who don't have asthma, breathing problems. Headaches, muscle, joint pain. If people experience any of the symptoms, they should contact their healthcare provider right away.
Thank you so much for being with us. We're out of time. Krista Sorsa is with the Department of Public Health in Madison and Dane County. This is the Ideas Network.